AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There was a moment of silence in Surfside, Florida at the site of the condo collapse.
We have now officially transitioned from search and rescue, from search and recovery. The work continues with all speed and urgency.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says 60 people have died, 80 are missing.
Our detectives are working hand-in-hand with the crime scene and medical examiner personnel, moving as fast as we can to identify the victims and notify the next of kin in order to bring closure to the families.
Assistant Fire Chief Ray Jadala says their sole responsibility now is to bring closure. A North Miami Beach condominium building that was evacuated last week because of safety concerns must stay unoccupied until the condo association submits a new recertification report that addresses all structural and electrical issues. There will be no fans at the Tokyo Olympics later this month. There's a coronavirus state of emergency in the Japanese capital. The number of infections in Tokyo is rising. Here in the U.S., CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is seeing more cases of the Delta variant.
We are starting to see some new and concerning trends. Simply put, in areas of low vaccination coverage, cases and hospitalizations are up.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says this can all be avoided.
More than 2 out of 3 adults have at least one shot. As a country, we're closer than ever to ending this pandemic and getting back to normal.
At least 9 people who work at the California State Capitol in Sacramento have contracted the coronavirus, triggering a return to the mask mandate for lawmakers and staff. Authorities are searching for a man accused of shooting a teenager during what they say was a road rage incident that happened as the family was driving home from a Houston Astros game. Police say the 17-year-old is on life support. This is AP News. Officials in Haiti are pledging to find those responsible for the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse.
In announcing the arrest of suspects, the director of Haiti's National Police, Leon Charles, said the pursuit of what he referred to as the mercenaries continues, adding, "Their fate is fixed. They will fall in the fighting or will be detained." Officials have not provided any details about the suspects or suggest motive or say what led police to them. Prime Minister Claude Joseph has assumed leadership and decreed a 2-week state of siege following Moise's killing, which has stunned a nation grappling with some of the Western Hemisphere's highest poverty, violence, and political instability. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Vatican says Pope Francis temporarily had a fever 3 days after intestinal surgery, but routine tests and scans proved negative. The 84-year-old Pope had half of his colon removed Sunday and is expected to stay in a Rome hospital through the week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.